DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014, and beyond.
The government is committed to the creation of a modern, responsive, and efficient public service that will facilitate national development. This as part of plans to achieve the strategic objective of fostering sustained human capital development for the nation's people. On today's program, we examine some of the initiatives and policies geared towards developing the public sector.
The level of the public service in Jamaica is extremely high. The sacrifice of the police officers, our custom officers, our immigration officers, our tax officers, our correctional officers, our firefighters, our doctors, our nurses. No, we have to say to them, we appreciate their work.
Minister without portfolio with responsibility for the public service, Horace Daly. The government has sought to equip public sector workers with adequate tools to do their jobs well. Earlier this month, the government received a $6.6 million US dollar grant from the European Commission to strengthen the public sector efficiency program. On the priority list are institutions vital to improving the ease of doing business and those providing oversight to the fiscal sector. These include the Companies Office of Jamaica and the Auditor General's Department. Some $396 million has also been allocated over the last 2 years to the Public Sector Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program. So far under this initiative, solar film technology and cool roofing solutions have been installed at several government buildings to reduce the heat, while the replacement of inefficient air conditioning systems is in progress at several agencies. Streamlining the human resource management procedures of the public sector is also a major plank of the modernization process. The government is introducing a new human resources framework and accompanying software system, which will ensure uniformed practices and procedures across all ministries, departments, and agencies. Implementation of the system is expected to be completed by May 2014.
We are highly confident that we are going to get a robust and effective IT solution for human capital management in the Jamaican public sector.
Deputy Financial Secretary in charge of the Ministry's Strategic Human Resource Management Division, Wayne Jones. Overseeing the thrust towards increased efficiency in the public sector is the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Unit in the Office of the Cabinet. Earlier this year, Venice Pottinger-Scott was appointed Director General of the unit, and work is underway towards finalizing and implementing the Public Sector Rationalization and Modernization Plan. Progress has also been made in rationalizing the public sector to reduce waste and duplication of efforts. Plans are afoot to merge the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission with the Jamaica Racing Commission and for the University Council of Jamaica to be merged with the Council of Community Colleges of Jamaica to form the Jamaica Tertiary Commission. Fiscal Services Limited will be merged with the Central Information Technology Office, CETO, to create a new technical office to drive e-government. The government is well aware of the adage, encouragement sweetens labor. It's therefore moving to provide incentives to public sector workers to offset the sacrifices they have made under wage restraint agreements in keeping with the economic reform program. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller announced last year that land has been identified in Ebony Park, Clarendon, to construct housing solutions for public servants. More recently, the government partnered with supermarket chain Megamart to help public servants save money on groceries and home items. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says ultimately the modernization of the public service will fast-forward Jamaica's progress along the path to first world status.
We must continue to encourage and promote the highest standards of service delivery in our ministries, departments, and agencies. Always remembering that this process is about making government better for our people. Our attitude to service delivery must always say, this is Jamaica, and we are open for business.
The creation of a modern, responsive, and efficient public service geared to facilitate national development. Another strategic objective of the government as part of plans to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.